Johnson was one of just three senators who voted against the VA bill overall.
I didn't vote against vets. What I voted for is, you know, time out. Let's figure out what the true cost of this bill is. This bill was, you know, was rushed to the floor before we voted on it. We received the letter that CBO sent to Bernie Sanders saying that over 10 years, if this became permanent law, the bill would cost $435 billion. $435 billion. Nothing to pay for it, nothing to offset it.
Wisconsin Democratic Chairman Mike Tate called Johnson's vote a radical Ayn Randian brand of extremism to the Tea Party. Johnson says he'll take the criticism, and he says most veterans support his vote.
Vets don't want to impoverish or bankrupt this nation or mortgage our children's future. So once they understand it, and we've gotten really nothing but positive feedback. You know, there are a couple of people when they don't understand it, a couple of groups that aren't really looking at the truth of the matter are issuing some pretty nasty press releases, but that's just part of the process. It doesn't bother me.
The VA bill is designed to shorten waiting lists and provide more medical staff to VA clinics and hospitals. It passed the Senate 93-3 earlier this month and passed the House after that, but the bill must still go to a conference committee before it goes to President Obama. Johnson predicts the House will not go along with the Senate bill. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.